Prologue. The night was windy and cold, woolly clouds that scuttled across the ink-black sky, offering glimpses of a pale half-moon. That was just the way Jack liked it, dark with occasional bursts of light to see what he was doing. He never brought a lamp or even a candle to light his way, too risky. His assistant, Percy, never looked up as he put his back into it and shoveled for dear life. Percy hated graveyards and was convinced that one day the dearly departed would come to haunt him and punish him for disturbing their rest. Jack had no such illusions. These people were dead and gone. He didn't believe in God any more than he believed in the bogeyman and didn't expect he'd go to heaven or hell. Death was the end, as far as he was concerned, and he saw no reason not to profit from it. And it was profitable. There were those who were willing to pay a premium for the most recently interred. But while Jack went about obtaining the freshest bodies he could find, he helped himself to whatever the poor buggers had been buried with. Some wore jewellery, while others were buried in their Sunday best. Jack's wife, Bessie, cleaned the gowns and suits, and Jack polished the boots and took care of the hair. He washed and dried the hair he'd sheared off dead women and sold it to the wig man in Fenchurch Street. It was another viable source of income that no other body snatchers had thought of. Profit all around, Jack thought happily, as Percy's shovel thudded against the lid of the coffin. This beauty was bound to bring in a pretty penny. Young, sweet, and buried just yesterday. Perfection. Come on, let's get her out, Jack whispered once the coffin was fully visible. Percy jumped in and used a crowbar to wrench open the top. He tossed the crowbar onto the lip of the grave, then bent down and lifted the lid, mindful of the protruding nails. Just as the body came into view, the clouds parted, blessing Jack and Percy with a beam of pearlescent light. Percy let out a shriek of horror, dropped the lid, and clambered out of the grave. He fell to his knees, dry heaved until Jack thought the man might toss up a lung, and scrambled to his feet and took off at a run. Wait, you idiot, Jack called after him, but the dolt was still howling and likely to alert the night watch. Jack cursed under his breath and considered his options. He could get the body out by himself, but it would take too long, and he might get caught. He wasn't leaving empty-handed, he decided, no sir. He jumped down into the grave and shoved aside the lid Percy had carelessly dropped back onto the coffin. The sight that greeted him stilled his breath and nearly stopped his unrepentant little heart. Jabbering with fear, Jack scrambled out and ran after Percy, his equipment forgotten and his heart thumping so hard he thought it might explode out of his chest. When he finally made it home, he used his teeth to pull the cork from a bottle of gin and tipped the contents into his mouth, gulping until the alcohol began to take the edge off his fear. It was only then that he set the bottle aside, dropped to his knees before the cross Bessie had affixed to the wall, and began to pray, tearfully, begging for forgiveness and for his life.